From WHYY in Philadelphia.
Show me a rocket ship in one scene, and it had better blast off in the next. Good thing it's another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our heroes, they were our heroes once again. Finally switched back into their real bodies.
I can't believe I was Angela Brandt.
Let's not do that again.
I feel so icky.
And now, after journeying on Vincent von Zwack's flying airship.
My Spanferkel, the steam-powered aeronautical flying engine.
Yeah, we get it.
Eleanor and the gang have found themselves docked at yet another mysterious location.
We've landed on a tropical island with a launch pad and a rocket ship.
All right, guys. We better get out there and investigate.
But what about Angela Brandt and her nasties?
Yeah, Empire, what about us?
We'll worry about them later. They'll be fine tied up in here. Besides, they could use a nap.
You might be right. Just this once.
Okay, guys. Barry, grab the orb. Captain Shaughnessy, go check on the chopper. We might need to make a quick getaway.
Right.
And remember, Vincent still thinks we're the bad guys, and we've got the orb. So we've got the advantage.
Sure, except that this is Vincent's mysterious tropical island, and we have no idea what to expect.
Yes, besides that. Now let's go. Barry, stay on your toes. We're getting close to Vincent.
Yeah, he's hard to miss, and he's getting ready to launch that rocket ship.
Get your game face on. Remember, you're still Lars and I'm Angela, right?
And Toady is Toady.
Ah! Toady? How long have you... Where did you come from?
The master asked me to come find you. It is time.
Time for what?
Time for lunch, of course. He needs the glowing chicken ball now. Oh, good. You brought it with you.
We sure did.
Here, let me carry the orb.
No. That's okay, Toady.
Don't be silly. Toady will take the orb.
No, really. I've got it.
Let go of the orb now, little man.
Toady, it's fine.
No, Toady. Ugh.
There. That wasn't so bad, was it? Now, follow me.
Why did you give it to him?
He's deceptively strong.
Well, now they've got the orb.
Shh. We're almost there.
Master, I found Miss Brandt and one of her minions, and I have the orb.
Excellent work, Toady. Hello, Brandt. Hey, where's the other one?
Oh, Captain, Professor Ignomi, you mean. He's watching the prisoners.
Ah, yes. My grandchildren will be glad to learn that Eleanor Amplified has been neutralized.
Ha, yeah. Down with Eleanor Amplified. Right. Ha ha. She's the worst.
Yeah, grr. We don't like her.
Ha ha! Yes, quite right. Now, let's get on with the launch. Toady, place the orb on the loading arm.
Yes, Master.
Yeah.
So, we're launching the orb someplace?
Yes.
Where, are we launching it?
To the hidden base, the staging ground for Project Crystallia.
Right. And why are we using a rocket ship?
If you've got a better idea of how to get this orb to the moon, I'd like to hear it.
You mean Oscar and Gretchen are on the moon?
You know, Angela, I'm getting the distinct impression that this is all news to you.
Eleanor?
Master, this is Eleanor Amplified.
Of course it is, Toady. I put that together already. Unfortunately for her. What is this? A lasso? That could only mean...
That's right, Vinny. It's your old pal, Maggie Roscoe.
Maggie!
And
Dr. Gordon. Don't forget me. I'm here, too, and I'm crucial to the story.
Where did you two come from?
We've been following you the whole time.
The whole time? So you knew we switched bodies?
Yes, it got a little confusing.
Maggie, I thought you retired.
I did. This is my hobby.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get here 6 seconds earlier, Roscoe. Because this rocket's blasting off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Tony! Did you forget to calibrate the positronic boosters?
I don't know what that means, but I...
No!
Excellent work, Master.
As usual, Roscoe, you couldn't stop me, even all these years later.
And as usual, Vinny, you're completely predictable.
Huh?
Do you have what you need, Dr. Gordon?
Oh, yes. Excellent job, Eleanor. This has been a complete success.
It has?
What do you mean? I sent the orb to the moon, into the hands of my knucklehead grandkids. You've lost.
On the contrary, we set you up, Vinny.
Well, it looks like you are all quite busy. I'll just see myself out.
Oh, no, Tony. I got a lasso for you, too. Hi-ya!
So much for Tony.
Maggie, Dr. Gordon, do you mind telling us what's going on?
Sure thing, kid. Dr. Gordon, explain the chicken ball business.
Eleanor, you remember I told you the orb was a brain.
Yes, a mechanical robot brain, right?
Like artificial intelligence.
Exactly, but that was only half true. Rather, the blue orb is only half a brain, and the same for the red orb.
Wait, the first orb was only half of a full brain?
Yes. Without the red orb, the blue orb can't function properly. It's like a left brain, right brain kind of a deal.
So that's why you couldn't finish your fancy new World Bank computer.
That's right, whatever your name is. I need both orbs for Compunometron to work.
We had to get the blue chicken ball back from the Omicron Gammas. We couldn't find them anywhere.
So we came up with a plan. We decided to use the red chicken ball as bait.
But they took the bait and shot it into space.
Yeah, this is horrible. Oscar and Gretchen have both.
But now we know where they are. The moon.
And just how are we supposed to get to them on the moon?
I'll take care of that, Eleanor.
Whoa!
What was that?
I don't know, but it came from the beach, back toward the Spangfurkle.
It's not so easy to defeat a Von Zwack.
Pipe down, Vinny. Eleanor, let's get back to the ship.
Right, but what about Vincent and Toadie?
They're coming true. I spent my life chasing this guy, and he's not getting away now.
Oh.
Come on, lead the way, Amplified.
What happened here?
Looks like we're hitching a ride back to civilization with you, Amplified. Someone blew up our helicopter.
Don't worry. There's still a helicopter waiting for us on the Spanferkel.
Eleanor, I don't think we can use that one either.
Red out.
Yay! Get back here! That's our ride!
Eleanor, I've got some bad news.
Angela Brandt escaped, blew up one helicopter, and stole the other one?
Angela Brandt escaped and... Oh, you figured it out.
What happened?
They got the drop on me, Eleanor. I never saw them coming.
Great. Can we at least fly off in the Spanferkel?
I'm afraid not. Brent sabotaged the flying mechanism.
Not my Spanferkel! That was the greatest flying machine ever conceived!
Well, now it's just an ordinary 18th century Spanish galleon.
So what do we do?
We set sail, Eleanor. This ship is quite a beauty. And I'd be proud to be her captain.
Do you think we can? It's a big ship.
Well, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us. I'd say that's a crew.
You expect me to help you sail my own ship? Never! If anything, I should be the captain.
Vinny, you're lucky we don't tow you behind the ship in a dinghy.
Fair enough.
I'll help. Toadie will help. Yes, masters.
Okay, Toadie.
Right, I'm captain. Eleanor's my first mate. The rest of you are lowly cadets and will follow my every command. Now, attention!
Yes, Captain Shonery!
Crew, Prepare to set sail! And oh, the stars were shining. I never saw Clara again. Oh, once I was in Halifax, and the gracious lad was I. Had a
Captain Shonery?
Yeah?
How much longer until we get back to Union City?
Oh, not long now.
I should really get back to the radio station. The shark's going to eat me alive for being gone so long.
You know, you don't have to put up with it. There are other jobs out there.
A lot of radio jobs, huh? It's not that easy, Eleanor.
Hey, you don't need to tell me. But you don't enjoy working there, and life is short. Besides, Le Shark is just one of Oscar and Gretchen's puppets. She's only there to make you miserable.
Yes, that sounds like my grandkids.
Okay, pal, we're gonna have a little chat. Easy, Amplified, don't damage the prisoner. I've gotta get this guy to justice.
Go ahead, Roscoe, do your worst. Or have you forgotten? I'm immortal.
Sure, let's start there.
You're not immortal, you wingnut.
How else could I have stayed alive this long?
Vinny, you realize we're the same age, and I'm here too. But I don't go calling it immortality.
That's true. Do you also drink jellyfish juice?
Yuck.
What? It works!
No, it doesn't. You know why I'm still around? It's called luck and jogging. That's it. I'm not going to live forever, and neither are you.
Why don't we continue this conversation in 100 years?
Okay, sounds good.
I didn't want to say it, Uncle Vincent, but she does make some sense.
Quiet, Toadie.
Hey, Toadie, so you're Oscar and Gretchen's cousin?
Yes, we would summer together at Rexburg Castle on Lake Constance in Bavaria.
Cool.
It was wonderful. Cousin Oscar and Cousin Gretchen would chase me through the forest, sometimes for days. But mostly they loved pretending we were characters in their favorite cartoon. I was Emperor Zilgoth, and they were Prince Braylin and Princess Arabelle, the Omicron Gammas.
What? Hold the phone, Toadie. What did you say?
We would play pretend. How we laughed.
No. The name. The Omicron Gammas. It was a cartoon?
Yes. Didn't you know that? All this time? What? You thought they just made that up?
Yes.
You never heard of this cartoon? They made a movie of it, starring your friend Bridget Starlight. But the name was changed to something foolish, like the Twin Powerbots of Justice.
I didn't say it.
Me neither.
Yes, it didn't do very well. There were script problems from day one.
Yes, it was a cartoon. A cartoon about good, evil, royalty, and power. As children, they were obsessed with it. They watched it so much, they believed it was real. But then they grew and learned the Omicron Gammas were fictional, and that the real world was much, much more boring. They were devastated. Try as I might, I couldn't convince them to let go of their childish fantasy and spend their energy on serious things, like steam power. No, they were determined to make the Omicron Gammas a reality!
The world's greatest supervillains were inspired by a cartoon? Why, that's just too ridiculous! Who would believe it? Not me. But maybe... Okay, fine. It's true. Will our heroes be able to use this shocking info to their advantage? And what could it reveal about the Omicron Gamma's secret plans? There's only one way to find out. Check back here for another adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.